Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Really?
Amen. Hold on, brothers. Hold on. This Connie wants to bring up one thing. I'm trying to get back to my deal. Okay, there's this Connie there. How do you get back to the... Get back to the page. Okay, got that. Nope. Well, heck. Man, hang on, brother, sister. I'm trying to get back to the... Okay, I got there, but how do you get the, how do you close? Well, that ain't it. Pardon me, I'm trying to get back to the, somewhere it should let you out of this thing. All right. There it is. Just got a click quest. Okay, I got it now. All right, says Connie, I saw. Okay. Amen, says that. I was wondering if he's going to get snow. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Lord. Now, sorry about that, guys. I was trying to get out. I guess you got to click it twice or something. But Sis Jeanette, Sis Connie wants to sing tonight, too. So praise God that we'll give her opportunity. Sis Connie, did you want to sing one song you have? Or what are we talking about? And I've got some exciting news and revelation. I don't know if y'all know what's all going on around the country. Let me see if we're, you can hear me. You can hear, yeah, okay. I was just checking. All right, sis. Well, we'll probably let you, let's see, Sis Jeanette, I'll sing the starting song, and then we'll let Sis Connie sing, and then you. Is that okay? Okay, well, she has one song she's going to sing, and then I'll do the opening song because it's so powerful. And then we'll let Sis Connie, she'll call in, and we'll let her sing, and then we'll let you sing, okay? Praise God. That's exciting, sis. You want to step up. All right, very good. Well, praise God. Again, welcome all. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God that our glorious Savior and King is so awesome. I don't know. I know y'all been hearing anything about what's going on, and I'm sure that you did. Well, I don't see that number. I see a 323 number. Is that the number? You put 324 in. So it's 323? Okay. Okay, you must. Okay. So it must be three. Okay, okay. That's cool. I see you there. All right. We'll get to you here. I wanted to share this. Hold on, sis. And here comes Sis Erica in. Praise God. I don't know if y'all know what's all been hearing about what's going on, and it's amazing. It really looks like it's real that God's moving. And, the Lord, you would think he would move in a mighty way before he comes for his church and bride. It is touching the young people, and it's going to different camp. I mean, it's happening in different campuses. Now it's even going to secular schools. Praise God. I just was looking at my email from CBN News, and it's now at Texas A&M here in Texas, just down the road from us, where there's kids being coming to Jesus and being baptized in those little plastic pools somewhere in front of a building, the church. Yes, Asbury, but it's gone further than that now, sis, and it seemed like it's all linked up. I don't know if y'all know about the, yes, Erica, amen, about the movie coming out, Jesus Revolution, Jesus Revolution, that our church is from the group that was in that with Calvary, with Chuck Smith. Well, Chuck Smith was one of my mentors in just on the radio. When I was a young Christian, he was one of the men I used to listen to. It's funny how things have, come full circle. And then the Jesus movement was out from California, and it moved into Texas. And in Texas is where I got a hold of it, praise God, and the Lord was moving. Well, it's interesting because I don't know if y'all know the story, but this movie was delayed for 3 years until right now when all this is happening. Praise the Lord. I mean, it's amazing. And I have a word from a lady that got a word from the Lord from a lady, what the Lord says about this. And it's exciting, and I'm going to share that here right after we pray, okay? Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. I thank you all for my brothers and sisters here. Praise God that the Spirit is moving. We can start sensing it. Lord, anytime we're coming together, anytime we're worshiping, praising, I just sense the Holy Spirit, Lord, and he's rising up, and he's showing himself strong here in this world. And that, Lord, you would have none perish, but all come to repentance. You would have all turn away from their flesh and sin and from the devil and the evil one and turn to you, glory to God. We're so excited, Lord. Anytime your name is lifted up, hallelujah, we honor and praise you. We thank you. Lord, we pray for the anointing and the spirit to flow as Sis Connie wants to sing song. Well, praise God. She can come here too. Anybody that wants to serve the Lord and take that step of faith, Lord, that we welcome. Praise God. And bless each one. And we pray now, Lord, be guided by the Holy Spirit. We know your angels are watching over us. And we know we have the anointing and the protection of you, Lord. We pray you protect the computers and the phones and the connections and let your spirit move. We honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I'm going to share a part of this. It's a pretty long part, but I'm going to share the part of the Lord speaking. And this is what the Lord Jesus, Yeshua, our Savior, says. Have I not said, have I not spoken, that if my children obediently respond to me, that I will bring revival into the land? If they come to me with humble, repentant hearts and contrite spirits, have I not said that I will restore them? Now is the day of salvation. As I draw ever nearer to my return to retrieve my bride, brothers and sisters, that's you and me. Hallelujah to his name. Are you ready? Are you willing to come to drink from the living water, to eat the bread of life? John 6:35. Your prayers, especially the one from my young one, teens, young adults, have reached my ears. I am responding to your heartfelt cries and for repentance. My spirit is a mighty rushing, consuming fire that is being poured out like a drink offering over all the earth. He blows like the wind and will go in every direction as I will. Do not question my plans and direction for you, as I am sending my spirit to the four corners of the earth to achieve my purposes. I am snatching souls out of the fire that they may not be consumed by my coming wrath. Hallelujah. My judgments are firm, true, and forthcoming upon this wicked generation, but my compassion is extended to all who will seek me in spirit and in truth, Lamentations 3:22-24, and you ought to see how many places this scripture's coming up with all of us here with our devotions, with words at our church, and the ministries going on. This scripture keeps coming up. It's very powerful. Watch and see what I will do as I declare my name over heaven and earth. Hallelujah. My young ones are a generation I am raising up to do warfare against the ever-widening kingdom of darkness. They are hungry to hear my voice and walk with my spirit. They will perform works of valor for my kingdom in the days to come, which has begun on spirit-filled college campuses, will continue to spread like wildfire to the secular schools and educational institutions, churches, ministries, hospitals, military bases in cities across the world. Oh, hallelujah. Our Lord is great, and he's great to be praised. And as I'm sharing this, I just told you about the secular school that it's starting to spread there. Hallelujah, as his word comes to pass. Revival is coming to this generation, a refreshing and renewing of your spirit so you might perform the works of the kingdom as a testimony to me and all the earth. My time has come to raise up my remnant in time's army against the evil one and his minions.
They will not rise up against me and my chosen warriors. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I will raise a standard against him. Praise his name. Hallelujah. He will not prevail against my mighty warriors who praise and worship me as a weapon of their warfare and take back territories for my name and that the enemy has stolen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Declare my name in the earth and take back what is mine now. I am coming in my might and power to restore and what belongs to me. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That's part of the message. And we'll just trust the Lord with that for sure. Glory to God. All right. Well, we'll start off tonight with this powerful scripture for this first song. Thank you, Lord. Revelations 4, 8 through 11. Praise his name. And the four living creatures, each one of them had six wings and full of eyes all over and within underneath their wings. And day and night they never stopped saying, oh, praise the name of the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the omnipotent, the ruler of all, who was, who is, and who is to come, the unchanging, eternal God. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanksgiving to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne, and they worship him who lives forever and ever, and they throw down their crowns before the throne, saying, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and because of your will, they exist and were created and brought into being. Hallelujah. That's each one of us too, brothers and sisters. That is each one of us. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Here as in heaven, praise your name, Lord. Here as in heaven, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Let your spirit move, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it's happening. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory.
The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Amen.
The atmosphere is changing now.
Yes.
For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here, overflowing this place. Fill our heart with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us.
Yes, it does, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. refreshing. Hallelujah. In your presence, your spirit. Atmosphere is changing now. Amen. The spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. The evidence is all around. For the spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing now. For the spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. The evidence is all around. The spirit of the Lord is here. Overflowing this place. Fill your heart with your love. Your love surround us. You're the reason we came. To encounter your love surrounds us. Overflow in this place, fill our hearts with your love surrounds us. For the reason we came, to encounter your love surround us. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, we are, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, your presence, Lord. Amen.
Spirit of God, all fresh on us, we need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done, here as it is in heaven. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God alone, none, we need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done, here as in heaven.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Your presence, O Lord. You bring peace. You bring hope. You bring life. Happy now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here, evident all around. That the Spirit of the Lord is here, miracles can happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. That the Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. All right, says Connie. Click you on here and say hi and let you sing. Hi, sis.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Doing fine, doing really good. So do you have the name of the song you're going to sing tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Give Thanks.
Give faith, or get faith, or
I'm going to type it in for you.
Okay, thank you. I guess I didn't hear it clearly. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. It'll come up in a minute. It's a little delay here.
Okay.
So y'all folks getting any, I've been hearing you possibly going to get snow out there.
Yeah, it's been snowing and raining.
Oh, really? Oh, give thanks. Okay. Yeah. All right, sis. All right. All right. Praise God. All right, sis. We'll let you go right ahead, okay?
Okay, thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Yes, you're welcome.
Thanks, the grateful heart with thanks, to the Holy One, give thanks, because He's given Jesus Christ to some. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Here and now, we see I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. The grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ to God. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks with the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ. Son. And now, after weeks, say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. You think, you think.
Amen. Amen, sis. Praise God.
Yes.
That was wonderful. Amen. And it's good that, you know, you're willing to serve the Lord. And what, you know, he's put on your heart to, you know, praise and honor him and sing. That's good, sis. Praise God. Bless you.
Oh, yeah, it was my first time, so I was kind of, you know, I'm just trying to work through things and stuff.
I understand. That,
yeah.
I would just say, you know, I don't know if you, you know, always myself, I try to practice the song or sing the song a little bit before. That might help you some. And, yeah, I know it's a step, and yeah, you'll be more at peace next time you want to sing what God puts on your heart. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's good speaking to you too. I got your phone number here, and I'll put it in you know, my phone if you ever need prayer or anything like that. You know, or you can call or text me, and me and my wife will pray for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You have a blessed evening. Praise God. Thank you again.
Okay,
that's a beautiful song. It's a very important thing we need to do is give thanks. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Sis Jeanette, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you can come. And you can sing too. Praise the Lord. And Sis Connie's back. Bless her. Serving the Lord. Hallelujah. And we welcome the MAGA show to the Lord's hour. Bless you coming here and want to hear the word of God. And we do some worship and praise before we get started, but we'll get to the message. But we're still praising the Lord here. We got some more songs that God put on the people's hearts here, and they're sharing. There she comes. Hallelujah. Hey, sis.
Hello, brother.
How you doing? Isn't that awesome that Sis Connie stepped up and wants to sing for the Lord,
yeah.
Too?
Amen. Beautiful song.
Amen. Beautiful song. Amen. And a voice. Amen. Well,
amen.
How you doing? I heard you got wind and dust and everything. Are you getting snow out there, too, like Sis Connie?
Oh, yeah. And I just thankful the Lord that right now my allergy is just it's gone.
Oh,
so I said, yeah, Lord, it's all in your hands. You know, my allergy, sneezing and blowing my nose, and now it's just gone. So
hallelujah.
It's his hands. Amen. God is good. Absolutely.
Amen. I mean, there is a presence of the Spirit. It is growing stronger. I mean, he's coming here, and he's coming to get all that will believe and trust in Jesus before he's getting ready to take us home. That word said he's getting ready to retrieve his bride. That's us.
Woo-hoo. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. It's getting exciting. And then, you know, you knew that, you know, God is not just going to sit still and watch all these people, you know, die and fall into fire and hell. He I mean, he's getting their attention.
I heard, I don't know if you know, the Kendrick brothers, some of the movies they've done are tremendous. And he was there, and he said, what I think that I see is genuine. I see people reconciling.
Yeah.
I see people repenting. I see, you know, people getting healed or people getting delivered from the devil. Hallelujah. That's the presence
Amen.
Of the Lord.
This is the time, the Lord.
Amen.
It is.
Well, praise
Amen.
God. I'll let you continue this wonderful worship and praise. I mean, there is such an atmosphere, just like that song says. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. All right.
Yes.
Let you go ahead.
Okay, brother.
Hallelujah.
One, let's speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I seek Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadow. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul that's captive by depression. I seek Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Yes, it is. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadow. Burn like the fire. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadow. Burn like a fire. Show Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus, oh, Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over shadow, burn like a fire.
name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within his presence. I speak Jesus.
This is my worship, this is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see you. Even I can't see you. I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you really squeeze me, I'll be quick. That's when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say to sail, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't want to follow my own way. I'm done chasing feelings. He released me. Mm-hmm. Oh, Spirit, lead me. It feels like a burden, but once I could grasp it, this took me further, further than I was asking. And simply to see you, it's worth it all. My life is an altar. Let your fire go. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll be. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say to steal, then I will win. If you say to trust, I will obey. Kiss me out to follow in your way. I'm just chasing feeling. Spirit, lead me. Oh, Spirit. Oh, Spirit, lead me. When all hope is gone, your word is all I have to believe. You still bring water from the rock to satisfy my thirst. You love me at my worst, and even when I don't remember, you remind me of my worth. I don't trust my way. I'm trading in my thoughts. I lay down everything. Cause you're all that I want. I'm landed on my knees. This is the cup you have for me. And even when I don't make sense, I'm gonna let you feel released. I'm gonna let you feel released. Feel released me. I'm gonna let you feel released. I'm gonna let you feel released. All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, that's for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be Esther, ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, Jesus, come. Lord Jesus, come. Jesus, come. Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice. All will be near. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be at ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, He must so come.
Redeemer, he lives and he's coming. He's coming for his church and his bride. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, sis. Praise God. Thank you both for Sis Connie and Sis Jeanette for singing and praising the Lord tonight.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. We
thank
all give thanks to the Lord for all the things he does.
Amen.
For us.
Yes. Yes, daily. Amen, sis. There's so much. All right. Well, thank you.
Amen.
And we'll get back with you at the end of the service for another beautiful song of the way we have
I
to come
surrender.
To God. Amen.
Amen, brother.
All right. Bless you, sis.
Awesome. Bless you, brother. Bye-bye.
All right. Amen. All right. We'll let Sis Connie come back. we did have a visitor there. They didn't stay long, but, you know, they heard the songs, and I hope if they want to come back in, that Magna show could come back in. But anybody's welcome to hear the truth of God's word. And a good message, because this is what everybody has to do. This is what everybody has to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And what he's saying to the people out there, all that are hurting, all that feel trapped, all that feel lost, fearful, don't seem like they have answers, seem like all everything that the man, government, religion, whatever throws at you is just to wear you out. It is to make you tired. It's to make you be under control and fleeced and stole from and even to steal, kill, and destroy, because it's all an agenda of the fallen one in this world system. Jesus came to set people free. Jesus came to save, and Jesus came to give his very kind of life, which is eternal life. And praise God, he has. And this is what he says, and he says to the people, all his created children, come to me. The message tonight is, the message and command of Jesus Christ is come to me. That's what the Lord is saying right now, and that people need to understand. You've got to take that step of faith. Faith is not a noun. It's a verb. It is action. And as you take that small step, or you have that little grain of mustard seed, the Holy Spirit sees it, and he grasps it, and he opens the eyes and the ears, that your spiritual eyes and ears, that you can know and see the Savior, Jesus Christ. Shalom, brothers and sisters. In Christ, grace, mercy, and love from our Father in heaven, the Savior and the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And how all this flows to us is by the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. What is the Son of God and our Savior of the world saying to all of his created children? What is he saying to all of us who are born again believers in him? He is saying, come to me, come to me. Come to all of you tired and weary of this world and the nature and the character of the ruler of this lost, fallen world system, governed by sin, and the outcome of it is dirty, rotten fruit that leads to death. Are you tired and sick of all the lies and half-truths promised by man? They say one thing and do another. Are you tired of the dead and dried-up religion with all the rules and regulations and burdens that man-made religion puts on you? Are you tired because you have no peace, hope, or fulfillment? What your life is really all about? Are you upset and angry about a being who hates you and your family and your children and wants to kill, steal, and destroy you and them? Satan is his name. In yourself or any silly religious practices cannot stand up to him or be free from him. Cannot stand up to him or be free from him. Only one can. Only one can. The victorious one, through his own life and death, has made a way. The Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is nobody else you can really and honestly you can come to who can really help you in what you are facing and going through. Two scriptures I will show you with about the truth of God's word truly tells you this. Amen. Matthew 11:25-30. The caption for this word, come to me. Listen to what the Savior, the Son of God, is saying to his Father. At this time, look at the humble servant of Jesus, how he prays to his Father. At this time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father. He shows respect and honor and praise to his Father, Lord of heaven and earth. I openly and joyfully acknowledge your great wisdom, that you have hidden these things, these spiritual truths, from the wise and intelligent, and revealed them to the infants, the new believers, those seeking God's will and purpose. And I would tell you, you sure better. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one fully knows and accurately understands the Son except the Father. And no one fully knows and accurately understands the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son deliberately wills to reveal him. And then he says this. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened by religious rituals that provide no peace. I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Follow me as my disciple. And I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear and my burden is light. Look what the Son of God is praying to his Father about. Oh, hallelujah. It's all about coming and saving us and freeing us and healing us and delivering us from everything, this nasty old thing called sin, the curse of it, the nature of it, the character of it, and the one behind it. He's come to set us free, hallelujah. Number one, you have hidden these things, these spiritual truths from the wise and intelligent of the flesh and world. They'll blind you to the simple truth of the gospel in Jesus Christ. They really will. And that's what the devil wants. He wants you caught up in all this knowledge and wisdom of the world, God have mercy. Number two, reveal them to new believers. Amen. And number three, why? Why is it being revealed to these new believers? Those seeking God's will and purpose. Amen. Those who come to Jesus Christ as he's calling all who are weary and heavily burdened by everything of this lost world and the fallen one. Amen. So there is the first part. You need to know the rest of this. Why you need to come to Jesus Christ. Let's look. Hear the truth of the mighty word of God. And know the place you're in if you're not with Jesus. 1 John 3:4-10. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. What is lawlessness? Ignoring God's law by action or neglect or by tolerating wrongdoing, being unrestrained by his commands and his will. You're doing your own thing. You're going the devil's way. You know that he appeared in visible form as a man in order to take away sin. Oh, hallelujah. And in him, there is absolutely no sin. Oh, praise God. For he has neither the sin nature, nor has committed sin or acts worthy of blame. No one who abides in him, who remains united in fellowship with him deliberately, knowingly, and habitually practice sin, because you have been given a new nature. You don't have the old sin nature. You have the nature of God in righteousness in your inner spirit. Now, God's going to take care of the last thing, and that's the old body. That's the part of the flesh and in the soul of emotions and all that. But your spirit, as you are a believer in Christ, you are a new creation. God doesn't see you as a sinner. He sees you as a child of God. He sees you like his son. No one who habitually sins has seen him or know him. That means a life. We all have hiccups. We face temptation and tests and trials daily. None of us are perfect like Christ was. That's why we needed the Savior who was sinless. That's the only thing that God accepts. How can anybody, any of these foolish people think it's anything that they do except to believe in Christ? None of us meet the standards of God. We come short daily because of this flesh and sin. But God has forgiven us. God has washed away our sin. He has given us a new creation. And as we are the new created in the righteousness of God, we will grow and mature. And then this world gets dim. And the things of this world get dim. In my Proverbs today, Proverbs 23 says, do not envy any of the sinners and what they have, if they have riches and things of this world. Why in the world would any of us want to envy anybody with all this temporary stuff? We have greater riches in Christ. What is far more important is eternal. That's the difference. Everything of religion and everything of all the works and traditions and all the rules and regulations and all these things you got to do and do daily and everything, that is of the world. But in Christ, there is freedom. In Christ, you have a heart for God and you have a heart to want to minister to people, but you do want to serve people and not our own selves. Hallelujah. Little children, believers, dear ones, do not let anyone lead you astray. Remember Jesus said, do not let anybody deceive you. The one who practices righteousness, the one who strives to live a consistently honorable life in private as well in public and to conform to God's precepts, his word, is righteous. Just as he is righteous. See, we're righteous in the eyes of God, in the eyes of your loving Father in heaven. The one, he just, and it's a contrast. Here is a clear contrast. He goes back and forth. He wants people to know. The one who practices sin, separating himself from God. That's what sin does. It separates you from God. You don't want that. No, you don't. Himself from God in offending him by acts of disobedience, indifference, or rebellion is of the devil and takes his inner character and moral values from him, not God. What kind of moral inner character and moral values does the devil have? Jesus said the thief comes but steal, kill, and destroy. When the Jews were rejecting him, he said, you're of your father, the devil, the father of lies, because he can't even speak truth. He speaks lies, deception, and half-truths. But it continues, for the devil has sinned and violated God's law from the beginning. But listen. Why you need Jesus. You need to come to him. Here's a big one. Because this is the only way you can be free for anything that tries to bind you up, anything tries to keep you in chains or in prison, in the prison, or keep you where you can't sleep at night and you don't have peace, you don't have hope, you don't sense you have real life, you don't know that you are fulfilled and satisfied and made new and whole in Christ. This is what it says he's come to do. The Son of God appeared for this purpose. Excuse me. The Son of God has appeared for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. That is really good news for everybody that's caught, that, you know, has been born in this world and born into sin, in the things of it. Jesus came to destroy those works, the kind of things that bind you up, the kind of things that afflict you, the kind of things that make you sick or bring death, the kind of things that are cursed, the kind of things of the character and nature that is mean and angry, judgmental, hateful, a liar, deceiver, all those things. And I can tell you why Christ had to destroy them, because there's spirits behind them. There's probably a spirit behind most anything that seems like somebody is trying to get free and they can't. The only way you can is through Christ. Like I've been saying, some of the things from Proverbs, the stuff that doctors do and psychologists and drugs, whatever, it's like Band-Aids. You're putting Band-Aids on something that only Christ can set you free from. No one who is born of God, and he says it again, over and over, it's very important. He wants everybody to know, and remember, he's talking to the church. No one born of God deliberately and knowingly and habitually practices sin. Because God's seed, excuse me, brothers, let me get a drink here. I've had that in the morning. I've never had it in the evening. I guess the devil don't want you to hear this, but we're going to get through. Clear my throat, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No one born of God deliberately and knowingly habitually practices sin, because God's seed, his principle of life, the essence of his righteous character remains permanently in him or her. You hear that? You see what kind of God we have? We have everlasting God. We have eternal God. And everything about him, his nature and character, is eternal life. When he shows up, he stays permanently. Who is born again? Who is reborn from above? Spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose. Lord, have mercy. Help us get through, Lord. Make a way for the folks to stay in the chat room in Jesus' name. We pray against you, Satan, because we know that you don't like to hear this truth about you and your minions, but Jesus is greater. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus and shed blood, leave the Lord thou alone. Let the people be able to stay here in the chat room if they want to come by phone, Skype, or Facebook to hear the truth, that God will make a way. And I pray, Lord, that you keep my throat clear in Jesus' name. The spirit who is reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose. And he who is born again cannot habitually live a life characterized by sin, because he is born of God and longs to please him. And I believe that's rising up more and more. As the Spirit is moving and touching lives now, he is making us more and more into the image of Christ. That this world is fading, the world system and the things of it, you know, they're not so important anymore. What's important is people come to Jesus. What's important that our friends, our loved ones, our children come to Jesus, that their life is right with Christ, faith alone in him and born by the Spirit, the way that God says. And he goes on to say, he was born, cannot habitually live a life characterized by sin, because he is born of God and longs to please him. And then he's the conclusion. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are clearly identified. Okay? Anyone who does not practice righteousness, who does not seek God's will in thought, action, and purpose, is not of God. Nor is the one who does not unselfishly love his believing brother or sister. Amen. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Those works are sin and death. Hallelujah. He has made it possible for all of his created children to have this happen in their lives. What is your part in this? What message and command do we have from the Father through his glorious Son, Jesus Christ? Come to me. The answer is Christ. And everything about your life as we live now and hallelujah for all eternity. You see, when you come to him, he can destroy the works of the devil in your life now. Amen? So truthfully, two main reasons you come to Jesus Christ. Number one, for salvation and eternal life by your faith and trust in him and being filled with the Holy Spirit for eternal life. Amen. Number two, for Jesus Christ to destroy the ways and the works of the devil in your life personally. Amen. So praise God. The Lord Jesus has done all this for us who believe and trust him. Our part of daily life now as believers is to apply and obey when our Savior and King says, come. Amen? So the definition of come, to approach or move toward a particular person. Oh, yeah. To arrive by movement or in the course of progress and to approach or arrive in time. God's always on time. All of these definitions do show us and prove to us this is all truth about our Savior and King Jesus. Amen? Number one, we are to approach and move toward him for salvation and eternal life. Amen. Number two, to arrive by movement or in the course of progress as we live and grow and mature as born-again believers daily empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And number three, for such a time as this, that you do approach or arrive in time as our Savior Jesus Christ says, come now. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now by God's mighty word, Psalm 1, verse 3. And he will be like a tree firmly planted and feed by streams of water, excuse me, which yields its fruit in its season. Its leaves does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers and comes to maturity. Amen? So those who come to Christ, this is what your life will become as you live now in your eternal future. Amen. Psalm 7, verse 9. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous, those in right standing with you. That's what righteous means. Righteousness is right standing with God. Through Christ, that's where the righteousness comes. And anybody thinks it's about them staying perfect or so-called perfect in their flesh? No way. You'll never meet the standards of God. Christ says it's worthless. For the righteous God tries the hearts and minds. For the righteous God tries the hearts and minds. And that has to be changed. That your heart has to be changed. And your mind become like the mind of Christ. So in this song, this word here clearly shows the contrast, those who do not come to Jesus Christ and those who do. Number one, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end without Christ. God have mercy. And number two, but those who come to Jesus Christ, he will establish the righteous, those in right standing with God. Amen. Here in this one verse is profound truth about God our Father. For the righteous God tries the hearts and minds of men and women. God always at our hearts. Amen. Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. That's exciting to know, isn't it? Weeping may endure for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. His favor is for a lifetime. Thank God for that. And shout for joy comes in the morning. Amen. Every day you have a new life. You say, praise God, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen. Remember, brothers and sisters, who have come to Christ and trust him, you have this too. The joy of the Lord is our strength, whatever we face. Amen. Don't let the devil or anybody steal your joy. You hold on to it as the Spirit brings it forth. Amen. Proverbs 2, verse 6. For the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Remember what Jesus told Satan? Man shall not live by bread alone, or you could really say by the things of this temporal world, but by every word that comes from his heart and mouth, Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember, Jesus is the living word of God. Everything of God is living. When he points to anything that who we are and gives like a parable or showing it like it's in the world, he's really pointing to spiritual things. Proverbs 10, verse 22. The blessings of the Lord brings true riches. The blessings of the Lord brings true riches. And he adds no sorrow to it, for it comes as a blessing from God. Isn't that awesome? So when you come to the Lord Jesus and believe and trust him, then this comes to you too. The blessings of the Lord brings true riches. Amen. What is true riches? Let's look. Oh, by the word of God, of course. Philippians 4, 19 through 20. And my God will liberally supply, fill until full, your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hang on, brothers and sisters. I'm trying to get my paper straightened up. Okay, there we go. True riches from God the Father is this. Liberally supply, fill until full, your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The greatest thing is salvation, life, and true freedom. Freedom from the following. Freedom from sin and the curse of it and the character of it and where it leads, which is death. Freedom. And life is given through Christ. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 18. It is good that you take hold of one thing. Righteousness. Oh, yeah, better get a hold of that one. And also, not let go of the other. Wisdom. Yep. Grab both of them. For the one who fears and worships God with all filled reverence will come forth with both of them. Amen. Amen. It is good, those who come to Jesus, to take hold of number one, righteousness. Right standing with God. The right kind of attitude. The right kind of nature. The right kind of character. The right kind of fruit that is produced by the Spirit in your life. Amen. Number two, wisdom from God. Amen. Oh, we need wisdom from God. Greater than any wisdom of man and discernment of the Spirit. And number three, because those who come to him are the ones who fear him with honor, respect, and worship him. When you do this by coming and believing in him, then these two will come forth, both of them, in your life. Amen. Now, as we move to the New Testament, you will see more and more what it really means about coming to the Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So these first two scriptures shows a very clear contrast to those who don't come to Jesus and those who do. Amen? Let me get a drink and share this word that Sister Jeanette is putting up, 1 Thessalonians 5, 8 through 10. But since we believers belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet in the hope and confident assurance of salvation. Amen. For God has not destined us to incur his wrath. That is, he did not select us to condemn us, thank you, Lord, but to attain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died willingly for us, so that whether we are awake, alive, or asleep, dead, at Christ's appearing, we will live together with him, sharing eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen, sis. That is an encouraging word, that we don't face God's judgment or wrath because Christ, it was put on Christ for our sin at the cross. Very clear by God's word. Hallelujah. You know, you think about it and people talk about, oh, yeah, we got to go there and get ourselves worthy. Well, the problem is God doesn't pour out his wrath and judgment on the just or the ones in right standing, the ones found not guilty, the ones with the righteousness and the character of God and are not considered sinners, the ones who reject and rebel against him. No. No, it's done. It's done at the cross. Hallelujah. Understand, praise God. Now, we're seeing birth pains, and you can see that nations are being humbled, or I caught it, one brother that's been doing it a long time, meteorary judgment, he calls them, not the, you know, not the big guns. But I think I said something. But the places like most of this stuff's happening is places that worship false gods. And that's one of the biggest sins there is, idolatry. Because you are saying whatever you're worshiping or even worshiping yourself is greater and is the one who can save you. That's what they say. Or they believe and trust, and usually most of them always demanding works, and you do this and do this and you got to do this. It just wears you out. And that's what the devil wants to do. Every other way to God is a lie. The only truth is Christ. And that's the only way you will not face God's wrath and judgment. And honestly, if you face it in like the tribulation, Lord have mercy, that'd be better than and coming to Christ and get, you know, and it probably cost your life and head chopped off than face it for all eternity, I can tell you that. Yes, that's right, brother. And look what y'all had. Y'all had major floods and earthquakes. Yeah, look at Turkey. All of them that are caught up in Islam, worshiping the moon god, worshiping up the one that wants to kill still people and say, you have to do it this way. And that they think it is a good thing to blow up people for so-called God. Well, who's the only one that wants to see people die? That's the devil. Yes, that's right, brother. I mean, it's very clear. And what it is God is showing that he is more powerful than any of their false gods. And he's showing that you better turn to me. He's trying to get people's attention. It talks about in Hebrews 12 that he is shaking the world and the universe, or space this time. And Almighty God in his mighty hand can sit there and shake, or just speak the word and it shakes. He wants people to come to him. And hallelujah. The ones the ones that, just like it said, that are seeking, oh, here comes this love and compassion. And it's available for all. But you've got to come to the place that Jeanette will be singing, I surrender. It comes to the end of yourself and turn to Jesus. And then your life will be going the right way because in Christ you'll be in right standing with your God and Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that word, sis. Praise God. Where are we at? Okay. Hallelujah. The two scriptures show very clear contrast. Don't come to him and those who do, okay? John 3, verse 20. Listen to the word. This is unbelievable you think about, but that's the nature and character until people see the truth. For every wrongdoer, that's their lifestyle, hates the light and does not come to the light, but shrinks from it for fear that his sinful, worthless activity, do you see that? Sinful, worthless activities. Everything that is not done in faith is sinful, worthless activity of the flesh. Activities will be exposed and condemned. As I say that, it's talking about the will and purpose of God is what it's supposed to be in our life. The things that are important toward, salvation, eternal life, what I'm talking about. But every part of our lives, the Holy Spirit should be part of it. Really, I'm learning that definitely more and more. For every wrongdoer who do not come to Jesus Christ for salvation and eternal life, this is who you are and what will happen to you. Number one, hates the light. Amen, God have mercy. Does not come to the light, who is Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Number three, but shrinks from it for fear that his or her sinful, worthless activities will be exposed and condemned. Amen. I have good news for you who are here. You want them to be exposed so that you will know you need Jesus Christ to be saved. Come to me, the Lord Jesus says. Amen? Oh, yeah, you want them exposed now. You don't want them exposed when you go for the white throne judgment of God. No. You want them exposed now so they can be put under the blood. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. And then John 3, verse 21. Now, the good news. Hallelujah. And is anyone out there, and you're thinking about... Why do I need Jesus? Well, I want to show you the clear contrast. As you see the ones who do not come to Jesus, now see what the ones receive who come to Jesus. John 3, verse 21. But whoever practices truth and does what is right, morally, ethically, and spiritually, comes to the light so that his works may be plainly shown to be what they are. Now, listen to what they are. Listen to where our place we are supposed to be. They are accomplished in God. Accomplished in God, not ourselves. Divinely prompt, done with God's help, in dependence on him. That's where people get it wrong. They try to depend upon themselves. They try to depend upon the government. They try to depend on men. Or women, they try to depend on religion. None of them will be there and be there for you at all times and never fail you or leave you or lie to you or something. Only Christ. Dependence on him. Humbly know our place. But whoever comes to Jesus, number one, practices truth. A lifestyle of truth. Amen? It's a lifestyle. Number two, does what is right, morally, ethical, and spiritually. Amen. And you can't do this yourself. You need help. Number three, comes to the light so that your works or what you do in your life may be plainly shown to be what they are. Not what we do, but accomplish in God. Amen. So those who hate the light hide from the light, run from the light. It is all about them and what they do and how they live. But for us who run to the light, who come to the light of the world, Jesus Christ, we truly know how much we need him and what he accomplishes in our life through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. John 4, verse 29. Come, see a man who told me all things that I've done. Can this be the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed? Oh, hallelujah. This woman here is a perfect example what happens with those who really come to Jesus, and that she tells others, come, see a man, the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed of God. Amen? The woman at the water, at the well, the Samaritan woman at the well. And even in this place, Christ comes to her. But what does she still have to do? She has to come to him. And when she does, what does she go do? Oh, she becomes an evangelist. Amen? Praise God. Isn't that exciting? Like I said, this is very powerful because this is all about, you know, what it says. We have to live by faith. We have to come in our life to live in faith, and that's what it's all about. It is believing and trusting Christ. It's believing and coming to him. Nobody else. John 5, 39 through 40. Thank you, Lord. You search, and you keep searching and examining the scriptures because you think in them you have eternal life. And yet it is those very scriptures that testify about me. Who is this speaking? It's the living word of God. Still, you are unwilling to come to me, you see this, so that you may have life. That's what the Jesus was talking to the people that's supposed to know and know clearly who he was. So the part about coming to Jesus Christ for salvation, eternal life, you have to be willing. With the free will God has given us all, amen? You have to so that you will have life. God's kind of life. What is the real life? Eternal life, amen? So as Christ is telling the Jews here about the word, testify about him, let's look. Here it is. Here's the truth of who Christ. And it was announced as John started the book of John. John 1, 1 through 5. You want to know who Christ is? You want to know why you need him in your life and you have to come to him? Hallelujah. Here's the truth and the revelation of the word of God. John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. Before all time was the word Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And the word was what? With God. And by the word was God himself. He was continually existing in the beginning and co-eternally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him. And without him, not even one thing was made that has come into being. Now, who created all of us? Oh, it wasn't some slop or some kind of slime in the mud. No, 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 no. You're far greater than that. You think about people who think that way. Who do you think would want you to think that way? Oh, that'd be the fallen one, wouldn't it? In him was life. Okay? In him was life, and the power to bestow or give life. And the light was the light of men. To have any light in your life, you have to have the light of God. The light shines on in the darkness. Oh, hallelujah. And the darkness did not understand it or overpower it or appropriate it or absorb it and is unreceptive to it. They can't handle it. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus Christ. So the living Word of God, the living Word is Christ, and God's Word is all about Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. John 6, verse 35. Jesus replied to them, I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me, there it is again. The one who comes to me, taking that step of faith, will never be hungry. Now, do you think he's talking about our bellies being hungry? Oh, no, no. He's talking about something much deeper. And the one who believes in me as Savior will never be thirsty. You think he's talking about quenching your thirst or dry throat? No, no. More than that. For that one will be sustained spiritually. He's talking about the living water like he was sharing with the woman at the well in Samaria in chapter 4. The living water of God who brings life. The one who comes to me, okay? The one who comes to me, this is what the Lord says you will have. Will never be hungry. Amen. And I believe, God's going to provide food too. But the one that's more important is the spiritual. Number two, the one who believes in me as Savior will never be thirsty. Oh, hallelujah. Because he gives the living water, the Spirit, freely as we need it. Amen. And number three, here's the key. Here is the key, what the Savior is speaking about here. For that one will be sustained spiritually. All that come tired and weary of this life in this temporal world system. Amen. Oh, you want that? Oh, you got to get a hold of something that's eternal. Oh, glory to God. You don't want to be stuck in this lost, dying, temporal world and system. You want to be free, and you want to be saved, reconciled to God, and ready to fly because you have the life of God in you, eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. I get these pages to turn. Here we go. Or come loose. Let's look at this word sustain. Oh, hallelujah. What does this mean to us who have come to Jesus? Listen to this. Listen to this. Definition of sustain. You're upheld or firm as valid. That means you're accepted. Isn't that exciting? You are accepted. Because of your faith and trust in Jesus, amen, you are upheld and you are validated by our glorious Savior spiritually forever, amen, hallelujah. He makes us who we are in him, all who come to him, amen. Glory to the Lord. John 6, verse 65, praise his name. And he was saying, this is the reason why I told you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him that is, unless he is unable to do so by the Father. By the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me get to this for sis before I move on to the next thing. John 6, 54 through 57, or 53 through 57, I do believe. And Jesus said to them, I assure you most solemnly say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, unless you believe in me as Savior and believe in the saving power of my blood, which will be shed for you, you do not have life in yourself. So, as the same thing of talking about the bread of life, and then the Lord is showing that I am the one that's going to do it. He is not talking about physically you doing this. He is telling them after what it's about. It's about what he is going to do spiritually that will change you by what he does in this physical world, which will be shed for you. Because it had to be the life and blood of a man to be the perfect sacrifice for us as men and women to identify with us. But something greater is a man that was filled with the life and the power and the nature of Almighty God that could overcome sin and overcome death. So he was the perfect sacrifice. There's nobody else that can do that. Nobody else. The blood was shed for you. You do not have life in yourself. Amen. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood believes in me, accepts me as Savior, has eternal life. There you go. That is now possessed it. That means you have it. And I will raise them up from the dead on the last day. For my flesh is true, spiritual food. My blood is true, spiritual drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood believes in me, accepts me as Savior. Remains in me, and I in the same way remain in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, even so, the one who feeds on me, believes in me, accepts me as Savior, will also live because of me. And he's talking as they thought, and they thought he'd gone crazy. He's talking about cannibalism and all, but he was talking about in the spirit and what Christ was doing. Because, see, sin is a spiritual problem, and only Jesus can change that and change us. And in the representation of the Lord's Supper is example and reminds us and help us remember what he truly did. Hallelujah. But when you're not born again by the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit hadn't come, that was pretty tough. But God was showing, the test and trial have to come. Who's going to be real? And who's going to lead? Amen. Thank you, sis. That's a very humbling. He goes on to say, I'm talking about the things of the spirit. I am not talking about, the flesh. What I'm doing is much greater than the flesh. The things in the flesh are worthless. Remember, he was a man empowered by the Holy Spirit. And what the will and purpose of the Father that had to happen. Praise the name of the Lord, because the remission of sin is the shedding of innocent blood, and no blood of the animals was going to keep you eternally cleansed or found not guilty and reconciled to God. That was all leading up to what Jesus was going to do. Absolutely amazing. You think about what kind of love that the Son of God would give his life for us, because we had no way, no way out. No way to salvation, eternal life without Christ and who he is and everything that he has done. No way. People need to get a hold of that. So how does this happen? Now, for such a time as this, in the time we're living now, for those who have been granted to come, let's look. John 16:7-11. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you. And when he comes, will convict the world about the guilt of sin and the need for a Savior, and about righteousness and about judgment, about sin, the true nature of it, and because they do not believe in me and my message. About righteousness, personal integrity, godly character, because I am going to my Father and you no longer see me. And about judgment, the certainty of it. Because the ruler of this world, Satan, has been judged and condemned. Hallelujah. So, Father grants us to come to his Son, Jesus Christ, is by the Holy Spirit. Three important truths. He reveals to all of his created children, take heed what the Lord is saying. And number one, when he comes, will convict the world, the lost, about the guilt of sin and what your loving Heavenly Father wants you to know. The need for a Savior. What should be your response? Come to him, the Son of God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, this is truly step one, the greatest first step of faith you take. Amen. Number two, as you have come to Jesus now, we are to live for him by growing and maturing as a servant and child of God. As the Holy Spirit leads us into righteousness, which is personal integrity and godly character. Amen. Number three, the last thing you need to know this too, about judgment and the certainty of it. Because why? Because Satan, the ruler of this world, has been judged and condemned. Amen. Now, this is really good news for us who have come to Jesus, because our glorious Savior and King Jesus has done this and done this for all of us. Hallelujah. He came to destroy the wicked, sinful works of Satan, everything that brings heartache and pain because of sin and death, the afflictions, sickness, broken relationships, hate and hurt. Either he himself does this in your life, or of course your flesh we have, and the sin and the curse in this world because of its nature and its influence on those who are still lost or in captivity. You see, there is no life. There is no hope. There is no true peace without you coming to Jesus Christ, because if you do not, you will face all that Satan is facing for all eternity, hell and the lake of fire. God have mercy. Amen. Praise God. This is real. This is life. And you don't want this. You got to come to Jesus to get out of it. John 7, 37 to 38. Now, on the last and most important day of the feast, Jesus stood and called out in a loud voice. Sometimes you got to get loud to get people's attention. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, who adheres to, trusts in, relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being will flow continually rivers of living water. That's why you'll never be thirsty, never thirsty again, because the living water is continually flowing in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If anyone out there, wow, what's going on? Okay, we're okay now. If anyone's out there, are you thirsty? Do you feel dry and no real life? You need to come to Jesus Christ and get what he offers and truly gives, rivers of living water. Amen. John 10, verse 10. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. to the full till it overflows. Oh, hallelujah. The thief, the father of lies, comes early, comes only in order to do what? Number one, steal from you. Amen. Kill you. Amen. And destroy you. Amen. This is what he wants for you here in all eternity. God have mercy. But another one came who wants to give you what his father wants for you. What do you have personally to happen? What do you have to do to personally this to happen? Come to him. Amen? Number one, I came that they may have and enjoy life. Amen. He's a life giver. Number two, I have come in abundance. In abundance. Amen. The glorious riches of Christ Jesus. Number three, to the full till it overflows on others. Amen. Amen. So as you hear and see this truth, what do you want to do? Stay with the thief and the liar Satan, or come to the Savior, Jesus Christ, and be set free from him and saved and have this kind of life he gives, eternal life. Amen. John 11, verse 43. When he had said this, he shouted with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. So the command of the Son of God, the Savior, was Lazarus, come out. What if he chose not to come out or listen to him? Well, I would say he would still be dead in that cold, dark tomb. The same goes for all of God's created children. You and your sin nature is truly death. Truly death. The message and command of the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, is, oh, hallelujah, come out! Come out of sin and death. And turn to me or repent, and I will give you eternal life. Amen? That's what God wants for you. He don't want you in the tomb. He don't want you to be the walking dead. He wants you to have life and enjoy life and have it abundantly. Now in this life, and praise God forever. Woo! Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Romans 8, verse 6. Now, the mind of the flesh is death, both now and forever, because it pursues sin. Mm-mm-mm. But the mind of the Spirit is life and peace, the spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God, both now and forever. I mean, God makes it simple. One verse clearly shows the two paths there is. Another clear contrast, as the Savior wants you to know clearly, what will happen to you if you continue to walk or have a lifestyle of sin in the flesh will lead to death, both now and forever. Amen. But all who choose to come to Christ, the Spirit is life and peace, well-being that comes from walking with God both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. So come out from unbelievers and be separate, says the Lord. And do not touch what is unclean. And I will gracefully receive you and welcome you with favor. Hallelujah. Let us take heed to the Lord. So when you do come out among unbelievers and come to the Lord Jesus, what does he say that you will receive from him? I will graciously receive you and welcome you with favor. Hallelujah. That's what God gives. Takes you from the curse and gives you blessing and favor. Isn't that awesome? Ephesians 5, verse 6. Praise the name of the Lord. Let no one deceive you with empty arguments, waste of time, that encourage you to sin. Oh, yeah. They'll try to do that because that's their own nature if they're not born again believers. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of what? The disobedient. And what is disobedient? Those who habitually sin. That's their lifestyle. Who? The sons and daughters of disobedience. Those who have not believed and taken heed to the command of God the Father to come to his Son, Jesus Christ. So you will face what? For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon them. God have mercy. Amen. Philippians 1, verse 11. Filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God so that his glory may be both revealed and recognized. Oh, hallelujah. So you have come to Jesus Christ to be filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through him truthfully. You will be in right standing with your heavenly Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Philippians 3, verse 9. And may be found in him, believing and relying on him, not having any righteousness of my own, derived from what? My obedience to the law, its rituals, but possessing the genuine righteousness through what? Faith in Christ, not laws and ritual. The righteous which comes from God on the basis of faith. Basis of faith. Genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ. So what does this mean? Faith is not a noun. It is a verb meaning action word. You have to take a step toward Christ. Run to Jesus, because the kind of righteousness you need comes from God on the basis of your faith in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Colossians 2, verse 2. For my hope is that their heart may be encouraged as they are knit together in unselfish love, so that they may have all the riches that come from the full assurance of understanding the joy of salvation, resulting in a true and more intimate knowledge of the mystery of God, that is Christ. And that mystery is only revealed by the one that was sent by the Father, the promise, because of who Christ is. And when he ascended, one came on down, and that was the Holy Spirit. You do not know who Christ is and what he has done for you without the Spirit of God revealing it. For our hope, brothers and sisters, is that our loved ones, our family, and friends will come to Jesus Christ, and they will know him like we do, his love, mercy, and grace, empowered by the Spirit of God as they come to Christ like we did. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 1, 2. When he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day, that is glorified through the changed life of those who have accepted him as Savior and have been set apart for his purpose, and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed and trusted and confirmed in your life. How does all this happen in our lives? What do we have to do? We had to come to Jesus Christ to believe in him and trust him and have a real relationship with him through the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace at all times and in every way. That peace, that spiritual well-being that comes to those who walk with him regardless of their life circumstances, the Lord be with you all. Do you want to know what real peace is? Is that you have spiritual well-being, that you are a born-again believer in Jesus. That's the only way you will ever have real peace. That will be that you will not face or fear what's coming in eternity because it's settled with your Father in heaven through the life and blood of Christ, that you do not fear the wrath and judgment of God because Christ took it for you at the cross and you're at peace. You're at peace now and forever. Hallelujah. His peace at all times, in every way, that peace and spiritual well-being that comes to those who came to him and now walk with him. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy 2, verse 26. And they may come to their senses. Oh, yeah, we need people to do that. And why do they need to come to their godly senses, I say? And escape from the trap of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. Lord have mercy. That is where everybody is without coming to Jesus Christ. I don't know if they realize it, but that is the truth. Do you want to be free from the devil's trap and captivity? Only one way is to come to Jesus Christ. Amen? Who is the Son of God? Excuse me. Who the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Amen. Amen. True freedom. Eternal freedom. Spiritual freedom. Hebrews 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able also to save forever, completely, perfectly, for eternity. Hallelujah. I sure love God's way to salvation and life and not man. Those who come to God through him, since he always lives to intercede and intervene on the behalf with God. Yes and amen. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to walk with God and please him. Whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Again, clearly, it is only by faith you come to him and walk with him to believe and trust him and embrace him too. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2, verse 4, as living stones. Remember what Jesus said to the Pharisees? Stop these people from praising you. And Jesus said, if they stop praising me, the rocks will cry out. Well, you know, the rocks are crying out all over Israel. They're finding more and more things about the truth of the Word of God, and the people that were in the Word are really in relics and things that are being found. But even greater than this, it's you and me as living stones. Come to him, the risen Lord, as to a living stone which men rejected and threw away, but which is choice and precious in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Come to him, the risen Lord Jesus, the giver of eternal life. Amen. And in 1 Peter 2, verse 25, for you were continually wandering like so many sheep, but now you have come back. You have come back to the shepherd and guardians of your souls. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is what life is all about. Greater than any other kind of decision in our life is this, is coming home, coming back to the shepherd and guardian of our souls, our glorious great, our great shepherd and savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. So, wow, praise God again. He the Holy Spirit shows us and tells us the truth of the Word of God, that the message and command of our Savior Jesus Christ is come to him, that we know and understand it is all about faith to do this with your own free will God has given you. Because of the mercy, grace, and love of God, he gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the lost and sinful, to show us the way of salvation and life. He is the bread of life and the living water of life. He is the resurrection of life too. Amen. Hallelujah. He is everything that the Father knew we needed to be saved and have eternal life. What he did at the cross and grave should make us all, make all of us come to him. He made a way where there was no way. We were all in captivity to the fallen one, Satan, and his ways and the nature of sin and death. As the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to destroy these kinds of evil and wicked works of Satan, then we could all be set free, saved, and given eternal life. Well, our part and what has to happen in our lives personally is coming to him. Just like Christ said, all who are tired and weary of man's way, which is worthless, in Satan's way, which brings death and destruction forever. He says, come to me, and I will free you, save you, and give you eternal life because I love you. Amen? So I finish this powerful message about coming to Jesus by faith with these three scriptures. Amen. John 6, verse 37. All that my Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will most certainly not cast out. I will never, never reject anyone who follows me. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He'll never reject you. He'll never leave you. Because that's the kind of love he has. Don't listen to any more lies about you being lost or that you've messed up so bad you've lost your salvation. No. It's not dependent upon us. It's dependent upon him, and he's done it. He's completed everything of the will and purpose. What we have to do is welcome, accept, and believe. And praise God, we have help for that too, to strengthen our faith, and as we grow and mature, the mighty Holy Spirit in the living word of God. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Because see, I told you, you're not lost and sinful in the eyes of God. You are a new creation. Get a hold of who you are in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he or she is a new creation, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that seals you until the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Believe God. Believe his word, and anybody that's speaking his word of truth and not one that take half-truths and whatever else they do to try to bring condemnation or fear on you, because that's what men do. Reborn by the Holy Spirit, old thing, the old life, the old way of living, the previous moral and spirit condition has what? Passed away. Why has it passed away? Because it's under the blood and buried. When Christ died, buried in the ground, and he rose up to new life and to show us it's dead and gone. Hallelujah. Behold, new things have come. Oh, hallelujah, the life of God. Because spiritual awakening does what? Brings new life. And that's what Christ said. Well, praise God. If anyone is in Christ, They took the step of faith to come to him. Amen. The last one is for all who come to our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, that we all will know him this way. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to this powerful, powerful scripture. Ephesians 3, verse 19. Oh, here's one from Sis first. Hebrews 9, 11 through 12. Well, there's a 9-11, right? But when Christ appeared as high priest of the good things to come, that is, the true spiritual worship, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not part of this material creation. He went once for all into the holy place, the holy of holies of heaven, and into the presence of God, not with blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, having attained and secured eternal redemption, that is the salvation of all who personally believe in him as Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now that's the truth. Thank you, sis. Another encouraging word. Praise God. Ephesians 3, verse 19 says, and that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself. No room for sin. No room for anything of the devil of this world. God's presence in our lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself. Amen forever. And that will definitely be the place we are at the resurrection rapture day. Hallelujah. The day of redemption. Well, everything will be fulfilled, and God will take care of this old body and the sin and consequence of any part of it anymore, and you'll be resurrected and glorified. Praise his name. God so loved. God so loved. And what did he say to you? Come. Praise the name of the Lord. This wonderful song. We pray that Sister Erica can come back in here in the name of Jesus as we finish up tonight. Glory to the Lord. Oh, there it is. Okay. I was wondering there for a minute, but praise God it came up. Yeah. A little slow here. Make a way, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus. Okay, there it goes. Amen. Listen what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. Amen. Come all you sinners, come find his mercy, come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. Amen. Hallelujah. If God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us, whoever believes in him will live forever. Amen. Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. Can you see his open arms? For God so loved. Again, sorry. I'm doing the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. Can you see his open arms? For God's son. live forever. Amen. Listen to the next part. The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved. So God so loved the world. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Through whom all blessings flow. Praise him. Praise him. For the wonders of his love. Praise God. Praise God. Through all the blessings flow. Praise him. Praise him. For the wonders of his love. His amazing love. Oh, love. The world that he gave. His one and only Son to save us. For God so loved the world that he gave us. His one and only Son to save us. Forever believes in him. We'll live forever. Oh, the power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom. For God so loved. God so loved the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring all your failures. Bring your addiction. Come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting. God so loved the world. Amen. Jesus is waiting. He destroyed the works of the devil. You don't have to stay in captivity. You don't have to stay in sin and death. You can come to the Savior. And you can be saved. You can be free from that and given a new nature, become a new creation by the power of the mighty Holy Spirit, by your faith in Jesus, who he is and all that he has done. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We worship and we honor him. Worship and honor him tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me get this going here. Welcome back, sis. I'm glad God made a way. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. We have much to thank the Lord and worship him for. Oh, hallelujah. Worship God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison door. He parted the raging sea. My God, he held the victory. Amen. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out his praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. Oh, ho, ho. Shout out the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. What can he do? We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. Till he hung up on that cross, then he rose up from that grave. My God still rolling stones away. Amen. Hallelujah. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. Amen. Listen to this now. We're beggars. Now we're royalty. We were prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. If we were beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. Amen. Hallelujah. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. Shout out your praise. Joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. Amen. To the Lord. In the house of the Lord today. We won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. In this place. We won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout out your praise. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shout out your praise. Shout out your praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's sing a hymn of heaven. Praise the Lord. Pointing to our glorious home we'll be going to soon. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Is gone.
Amen. Look upon the one who bled to save me. Walk with him all eternity. Amen, sis.
There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more.
Amen.
Standing face to face for the one who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord.
Yes, you are, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, in the end, we'll see that it is worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears.
Amen.
So, there will be a day when we all bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face, he died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. On that day, we join the resurrection. Then beside the heroes of faith, with one voice, thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. On that day, we join the resurrection. and stand beside the heroes of faith. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Forever he shall reign. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This part. So let it be today. We shout the hymn of heaven. With angels and the saints, we raise a mighty roar. Glory to our God, who gives us life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. Would it be today we shout the hymn of heaven? With angels and the saints, we raise a mighty roar. Glory to our God, who gives us life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy, holy is the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That is so powerful. What a powerful hymn. Glory to God. Let it be today that we celebrate and worship our glorious Lord. Praise your name, Lord. And as we go into the time of prayer, that we sing this song, because every time we pray, that we do it in the name of Jesus, the name above all. Destroy all the works of the devil. Power and authority over death, sickness, hallelujah, reconciliations to lives and hearts and relationships. Praise the name of the Lord to bring freedom and life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Sorry. Again.
Again.
Again. Again. Look. 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 Hurting your sorrow, I will ask the God you. Amen. Speak the name, cause all that I can do. Amen. Reveration. We are, sis. Name is for you. For your healing. Circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray the miracles will in life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I praise the name of all authority, declaring blessings, every promise he is faithful to keep. I seek the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater, he is stronger, he is the God of possible. I pray for your healing, and the circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough what happened today. I pray the miracles of your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. What are we to do? From believing Come receive it. For the power of his spirit now forever yours. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. 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 I pray for your healing. And the circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray in miracles of your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In your mighty name. Hallelujah. Get that thing from doing that. It does it sometimes. You got to catch it, right? All right, sis, we will continue to pray. Praise the name of Jesus. I didn't see Sis Luna here tonight, but praise God that we'll continue. We need to continue to pray for Brother Anthony's cousin. He's on life support. And he definitely needs a touch of the Lord to bring him, you know, to rigor, able to breathe in his life, that what he went through, he needs a Savior. That life and death is, you know, right before him. And I pray he cries out to Jesus like the thief on the cross did. Hallelujah. We continue to pray for Sister Luna. We hadn't heard of anything about her job issues, and we pray that those things will be reconciled. And we continue to pray until we hear an answer. As we're talking about, as you sharing of wanting prayer for Kim and her baby, we had a prayer request of a lady who had twins. One of the babies wasn't growing, and Brother Andrew said, well, this is, can happen regularly, but praise God, the baby is growing, and both are doing fine. Hallelujah. And the Lord came through and answered that prayer, where the babies are doing fine and growing and healing. And we pray the same for Sis Jeanette's daughter, Kim, and the baby in her womb is in the hands of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now there's another lady named Callie, and we're praying that she has a leakage in her, Ambien fluid, where that is, where the baby, and we pray that that will be sealed, and that for healing for her baby, and will be safe and healthy, and Callie, the lady, too, in Jesus' name. We pray for Brother Andrew and his family, and for all the people in his country, and we know that the Lord has watched over and protected Brother Andrew, but we know a lot of people are facing a lot of things because of the earthquake and the flooding, most of all, that it would draw onto their knees and cry out to the Savior. So they cry out to the Savior more than anything. We continue to pray for Sis Connie, and that she will get blessing and favor, and her circumstances will change about income taxes, and they will be recovered. Any update there, Sis? Any word at all? But we continue to pray and believe. We, like we say, we will pray for Kim and her baby, and will grow and be healthy, and they both will be healthy in Jesus' name. We pray for wisdom and direction and people who will serve for our church here, Calvary Fellowship. We're praying for Brenda's sister, Pam, and praying for healing of her heart, that she needs the Lord to intervene and strengthen and heal her heart. She's asked for prayer. And we pray for deliverance of any pharmacia in the name of Jesus. We're praying, oh, this one's already been answered to this young man. Little boy had to go and get his tonsils taken out in tubes. You know, tubes they put in the ears, but it went very quickly. And he was out of there in a jiffy. And he's doing fine, and it brought peace to Alana and Carlos. And we pray for little Jesse, and that he says he can hear better already. So we praise the Lord for that. Amen, brother, that repentance, yes, would come. They would come to Jesus. They're just giving you the runaround, huh? Well, we'll just pray for wisdom and direction that the Lord will make a way. I know he can. I know he can, Sis Connie. Hang in there. And that what is rightfully yours, that will come about. You might need one of the tax services to help you. And there's supposed to be like an advocate for the IRS, and you can look into that even at their site to help you. That's what I had to do, and they finally came through, and we just pray for the president in favor of the Lord for that, sis. Any other prayer requests before we move on? Any other prayer requests? We know the Lord answers prayer, that we come in the name of Jesus. He has all power and authority over everything. I don't care what it is. Even the government that's trying to give Sis Connie the runaround, God will make a way to supply her needs, and if this money is what is supposed to be rightfully hers, God will make a way. He really will. Or he'll give it to her some other way. I really believe that. And the Lord does heal. And the Lord does deliver. And most of all, the Lord does save. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We had a, last Sunday, we had a young man who came to Christ. Glory to God. That's worth it all, isn't it? There's another person's name written in the book of life for glory. Hallelujah, came to Jesus to believe and trust him by his word being preached and the Spirit of God there touching the young man's heart. Hallelujah, we thank the Lord for him. All right, any other prayer requests? Because I need to go prayer, so we leave time for Sis to finish her song at the end here. Even as I read these and I'm speaking them, it's like praying. Now we just thank the Lord that he will intervene and touch each person's life. Father, we thank you. We praise you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for everything that you are doing within our lives. Lord, that you know our hearts, and you know our concerns for our loved ones, and the ones that are hurting, and the ones that need direction, the ones that need your blessing and favor. And we know, Lord, that you supply our needs according to the glorious riches in your Son, Jesus, that you have called us joint heirs with Christ, so they are available to us. We thank you by your love and mercy that you answer our prayers. We thank you as I look here at all these crosses of pointing to answered prayer, that we're seeing them daily, that we're seeing miracles, we're seeing lives change. We're very grateful, Lord, and lift up the prayers here at the Lord's hour. And, Lord, we pray that you intervene and touch each person in what's going on in their life, and there will be a testimony of what you're doing in their life. So the mighty Holy Spirit is rising up in these days. He wants people to know. You want us to know, Father, that you are coming, and that you're coming for those who trust and believe in Jesus, who come to him, and judgment for all who reject him. It's very clear by your word, and that it's exciting times that we're living, trusting you and focusing more on you and be led by the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us and guiding us. We thank you for this night and the prayer request. Lord, we pray you intervene and that you will touch each person and the hearts, and they keep praying. We keep interceding as we join with you, Lord, and the Holy Spirit within us. Oh, yes. How mighty are you, Lord, and how much you love us. We thank you, Father, and praise you for this night. We thank you for this good word and a word that's made very clear as your Son, Jesus, say, come to me, all weak and heavy laden of this world, of your flesh, of the nature and character of sin, and the fallen one, and how he treats you, and that you're in captivity, and you're in the captivity of death and sin, and I can free you, the Lord says. I've come to set the captives free. I've come to heal the afflicted and set the captives free spiritually. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. In whichever area you want, Lord, but that's the most important. We thank you and honor you tonight for your word. We thank you for the time to have worship and praise and to focus on you and know that your spirit is here, that you're with us, Lord. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise and thank you again, and that you will answer the prayers that we have called out, and that you'll go far beyond even as what we, if we don't even know what to pray or how to say it sometimes, but you know what's going on and you intervene. We honor and praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We'll let Sis Jeanette come and praise God that she will finish up tonight this powerful truth and message that the Lord is saying to us in such a time as we're living. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I would urge y'all, or, you know, you get a chance, try to go see the Jesus Revolution movie. It is about the history and the movement that God brought when this world, when this country was being torn apart, when there was so much hurt and pain, and the war in Vietnam was going and all those type things. Where are we at now? We need that kind of move again, don't we? Really, the only one that can change people's heart is Jesus. But they got to come. They got to come. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother.
That was really wild when you came on and somebody came on the exact same time as you did. Wow. That's interesting.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, sis. Praise God. So we'll let you finish up tonight with this wonderful song showing the kind way we have to come.
Okay, brother.
Amen. Amen, sis. Praise the Lord.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all. Find me here, Lord, as you draw me near, desperate for you. Desperate for you, I surrender. My soul. As mercy and grace unfold, I hunger and thirst. I hunger and thirst. With arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now. Speak to me now. I surrender, I want to know you more, I want to know you more, I surrender, I surrender, I want to know. Jesus, breathe with me.
your way in me. Like a mighty storm, you're within my soul. Lord of your way, Lord of your way in me. Like a rising wind, Jesus breathes within. Lord of your way, Lord of your way in me. Like a mighty storm, there within my soul. Lord of your way, Lord of your way in me. Like a rising wind, Jesus breathes within. Lord of your way, Lord of your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord of your way, Lord of your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know.
Jesus. Amen, sis. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like a mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit comes in. Amen. Woo. Well, bless you.
Woo, hallelujah.
Thank
you. I love
this
song. I love to sing the song.
Amen. Amen. And the power of the Holy Spirit, man, it's so powerful. I mean, the words, you know, the words of people's hearts that God put on theirs and the share and the word in the song. Hallelujah. Another way to get the truth out. Well, bless you, sister. Thank you. We thank you for you and Sis Connie. And we thank God for you serving the Lord and here. And it's exciting in the times we're living. And we send our love and prayers your way and have a great weekend.
You too, Roswell, brother, and all my brothers and sisters in the chat rooms. Good night and shalom all.
And y'all try to go see that movie.
Okay,
I think you'll enjoy it. The Jesus Revolution movie.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think I saw it here on YouTube, I think.
Amen.
Okay,
all right.
You, brother.
All right. We love you too.
We love you too, Lord. And see you next Friday.
Okay. Bless you, sister.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. Well, praise God. And thank God for everybody here. At the Lord's hour, bless each one. May the Lord shine upon you. May his face shine upon you. May he give you peace and his shalom. And that y'all have a great weekend and keep looking up, because I believe our Savior's coming soon by all that is being revealed and all that is happening, and his spirit is moving upon the people. And it's like the giving them, you know, hey, this is time, because soon I'm coming, and then judgment's coming.
Well, anyway, praise God. Bless you, Brother Andrew, and you, Sis Erica, and Sis Connie's already gone. And we thank God for everybody by phone and Skype and Facebook and here in the Lord's hour. And say shalom and good night. Bless each one. And y'all have a great weekend. Praise the Lord.